Today's radio broadcast from the United Church of Christ in Neillsville is sponsored by Glenna Rhodes Marg in honor of the Rhodes girls and their families.
I am preaching today from our sanctuary while the congregation will be at worship at the shelter behind Care and Rehab. We have decided that we want to reach out to the folks who cannot come to church with us regularly, and so we will worship with the residents of Care and Rehab, Sunset, and Country View as they are able to come and join us. That being the case, We are recording, I am recording with the help of Dale Erickson this service on Saturday afternoon. Today our scripture reading is from Luke 11, verses 1 to 13. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if a child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If then you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. I invite you to pray with me. Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears this day. Let us be at prayer. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. This week I visited Beth. Her husband died in May. Mark had done all things for their family, including taking care of the pool. For some reason, the pool was losing water, so Beth turned on the hose and went to work. Yes, she forgot to turn off the water. She started texting all of her neighbor friends, embarrassed to ask for help. However, she had no choice. She couldn't leave work. She hated to ask. Are there times when you just hate to ask for help, but you have no choice? The car won't start. Dead battery. It's cold out. You have no jumper cables. You have to ask. The doctor says you must wear those absolutely impossible to put on yourself elastic stockings. You have to ask for help. The checkbook is just not balancing, and you have gone over it, and you can't find the mistake. You have to ask someone for help. Trees came crashing down last weekend, and while in the past you could take care of the mess, this time, you had to ask for help. Asking for help means we have to be brave. Brave enough to acknowledge we need help. Brave enough to risk hearing, "No, I can't help you," or "I can't come now." Brave enough to pray for someone to say yes. The disciples had watched Jesus pray as he went to a lonely place, as he went to lonely places, far from the crowds, and even far enough from them for them not to hear what he was saying. Yet the disciples knew Jesus prayed, and that prayer empowered him. Prayer seemed to make him brave as he faced the challenges of the world. Prayer helped him do what he had to do to honor God, to love neighbor. Teach us to pray, the disciples asked Jesus. It is a scary world out there, scary in so many ways. For some of us, it is scary personally. We fear the illness or aging that is knocking our bodies or our minds down. We fear for our children who face a world where bad choices are easily made. We fear losing jobs or homes or friends. And some of us wonder if we will measure up to our own standards, or to the standards of our parents, or friends, or the world. Some of us wonder if we're faithful enough. Are we doing what God calls us to do? Are we responding to the needs of God's world? We need that assurance, that strength, that peace, that faith, that love for all, and above all, love for God that Jesus had. We need what Jesus had. Jesus, teach us to pray. Prayer is trusting God. When we pray, we trust God with all that we are and all that we have. We trust God to be our God, our loving parent. We trust God to take care of us in good times and hard times. We trust God will be faithful even when we are not faithful. A new understanding struck me this week. It came out of some of my study. The words that we pray, "Hallowed be thy name," those words are asking God to uphold the holiness of God's name. We're talking to God, "Hallowed be thy name." God, make holy your name. We're bravely asking God to be sure to keep God's own name holy. I don't know about you, but it's kind of frightening to be so direct with God, to tell God what to do and like that, to tell God to be God. Asking God to be who God has promised to be for us. And yet this text, this "Hallowed be thy name," reminds me of other texts where God is encouraged to do what is right so that God's name is honored. The psalmist says, "Lead me on the paths of righteousness for your name's sake." Did you catch that? "Hallowed be thy name for your name's sake. Lead me on the paths of righteousness." In Psalm 31, the psalmist prays, "You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me." In Ezekiel 20, we learn that God is about to save the people once again. Life has been miserable in Israel because the people have gone their own ways. And God has decided that God's going to save the people, not because they've become good people, not because they've become faithful, but for the sake of God's holy name. It doesn't look good for God when God's name is not hallowed, when God's name is not holy and above all other names. As we pray, hallowed be thy name, we remind God to act in ways that honor the one we know as our Father in heaven. When God's name is hallowed and God's kingdom comes, David Lowes writes, there is daily bread for all, forgiveness is practiced, and God delivers the faithful from the time of trial. Hallowed be thy name is an invitation for God to act in the world. It's not just a word praising God. It's not just a phrase praising God. It's a request for God to act in the world. Lead us, guide us, Lord, so that you are honored, so that your name continues to be hallowed. Jesus gives us a prayer that is not just for us as individuals. It's a prayer that includes each other, our Father, not just my Father. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation. Catch that? It's plural. As we pray the prayer Jesus gives his disciples, even when we pray it alone in our bedrooms, we are praying for others as well as ourselves. Sermon title today is Praying Bravely. Are we brave enough to pray for our enemies as well as our friends? To have enough bread to eat and all their needs met? It takes a brave person to forgive as God has forgiven us. Such forgiveness demands again that we trust God to be faithful. As we ask God to lead us not into temptation, we are again called to trust God to lead us on the right paths. Are we brave enough to walk and to go in the directions where God leads us? To pray the prayer that Jesus taught us requires us to be brave, to be courageous, to be trusting, particularly to trust God. Yet, when we are brave and bravely praying, the gifts of God, those gifts will be given to us. When we are in relationship with God, asking God for what we need, we will receive. When we seek, we will find. When we knock, the door will be opened. My friends, most of us know that our prayers are not answered always as we had hoped. We know that we have prayed for family and friends, that their health might be restored, and yet we have watched them suffer and die. We know when we have asked God to help someone find a job, sometimes the doors continue to be slammed shut. We've all prayed and we've all been disappointed. And I'm not sure that this text is telling us that we will get what we want. I'm wondering if this text is telling us instead that when we pray, when we ask, we will find that God hears. And we will find our self in relationship with God. And maybe that's more important than the specific answer to prayer we are seeking. To be in relationship with God, that is a gift. And is that not what the disciples saw that Jesus had, that relationship with God? Is that not what they wanted? In bravely seeking, my friends, we find a God who searches with us. So that while we might not find what we were hoping to find, God will help us find what we need to see or experience. As we knock, the door to God's heart will be opened for us. As I said, for sure, these may not be the answers we'd hope for in our prayers, yet these are indeed the things that strengthened and empowered Jesus. That relationship with God, that connection with God is what helped him through his challenges, through his walk to Jerusalem, through his death on the cross. It is that relationship with God that restored him to life. Yes, my friends, we are to be persistent in our relationship with God. We are to keep on asking, seeking, knocking, asking God to be who God has promised to be. We're to continue to ask God to act on our behalf for the sake of God's holy name. And yes, we are to bravely pray to God. And as we bravely pray, we are also to bravely act, to work with God that God's kingdom may come on earth as it is in heaven, that all God's children will have what they need for life. We are, as we pray to be forgiven, we are also to forgive. As we live in community with one another, our prayer is that none of us will be led or fall into temptation. God will indeed give good gifts, but maybe more importantly, God will give to us the Holy Spirit. God will remain connected with us through God's Spirit. God will continue to support us as we pray through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, my friends, let us pray bravely and be led by the Spirit to be in relationship with God and to be who Jesus calls us to be and to do that which Jesus calls us to do. Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious and most loving God, we are a people in need. We are a people who ask and have much to ask. We are a people who seek, and there is much for which we are searching. We are people who are knocking, praying that the doors will be opened. God, touch us with your love. Help us to find. Help us to respond. Help us to love as you have loved us. Gracious God, lead us, we pray. Be with your people everywhere. And this day we pray particularly for those who are listening on the radio. We ask that you would help them to find what they need in life, that there be the helpers that they need, and that they will know that you stand with them always. Help them to trust you enough to pray to you daily. Gracious God, we lift up to you all who are hurting, all who are sick, all who grieve, praying that you will meet the needs of those who ask in your name. And it is in Christ's name that we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need
Our God is faithful, my friends. Keep on asking. Keep on praying. Look for the relationship with Jesus Christ our Lord, and may it fill your heart. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you God's peace. Amen. Thank you for listening this day. May you know God's peace. Amen.
Today's radio broadcast from the United Church of Christ in Neillsville is sponsored by Glenna Rhodes Marg in honor of the Rhodes girls and their families.